Eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See ThompsonCreek.com for details.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, not so bad for the rush hour as far as a lot of the heavy delays. We have a couple incidents. Let's start Virginia Centerville, eastbound on 66. Before you get to the exit for 29 Centerville, left lane is blocked. Looks like the three cars involved in this one. Help is on the scene, though. So, again, that's going to be 66 east, 29 Centerville. And then getting up onto 66, northbound on 28. That's where we have the crash before we get to 29 Lee Highway. Now, around the Beltway we go, Annandale, heavy, leaving 95 past Little River Turnpike due to the crash that's now out of the travel lane. So once you get past that, then you're wide open, no delay beyond, heading through Tyson's and the Legion Bridge. On the Baltimore, Washington Parkway, heavy through Laurel, and now inside the Beltway in Riverdale, the crash reported southbound BW Parkway as you make your trip southbound before you get to 450 through Riverdale, heavy through Chevrolet 50, just the delays. And for 270 southbound as you approach and past Hyattstown. Crash was after 109 southbound side of 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run good rain chances as we head on through the weekend. Clouds will be on the increase. If not mostly cloudy now, you will be becoming mostly cloudy. 47 tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain rolls in by the afternoon, 52. And we could shoot into the low 60s on Sunday with a good chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Leesburg, 21 in Silver Spring, 29 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Senate and House agree on a spending bill. Now the president's signature. It will end the shutdown. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Steve Kastenbaum, and car correspondent in South Korea, covering the Olympics there. A lot of drama this morning, so we'll chat with Steve about that at 7:35. 8:05 this morning, Harlan Hill. Remember, he founded Democrats for Trump. Now he's in a battle with the mayor of D.C. I ask him about that. And then at 8:35, Kevin Cork of the Fox News Channel, as Congress finally reopened the government after that baby shutdown last night. More to come. Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us in studio, Brian Kilmeade, host of Fox and Friends. Do I even have to tell you who he is? Author of a new book, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. And coming up, we're going to tell you how you can meet Brian, get your own signed copy of his book. Brian, good morning.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So glad we finally got you in studio.
And you know how I know I'm on? I'm on the erasable board. Knowing that it could be canceled at any moment, yes. I'm staring right at it. I love this thing. Yes. That is fantastic.
We spelled your name right and everything.
And when you're done with me, will you erase me? Or will you erase at the end of the show?
Actually, Larry O'Connor will erase you.
Oh, he will?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the new guy that comes in after.
That's our afternoon guy, so he's the one who will erase it.
Yes.
So, yes.
But we took a picture of it, a digital one, though, so we could delete that, too.
All right, good.
Yeah. Let's face it, fame is fleeting. Want to talk to you about some things going on in Washington, get your take on it. Let's talk about this budget battle. Rand Paul, you know, stood there and said that the Republicans are being hypocrites because of the spending, and there are some people who absolutely agree with him on that. Do you think the president should be tougher on the spending and instead of signing this bill, maybe getting a little bit harder and tougher with the Republicans?
Mary, it's a great point. My feeling is this. How long are they going to be staring at each other with continuing resolutions? So you're talking about, what, four or five? You have the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, who not only funds the Pentagon, he fights wars. And he says, listen, you have done more damage to the Pentagon than any of our enemies have ever done. Because you can't put us on a budget. Our planes are falling out of the sky. Our ships are crashing into each other. So for some reason, funding the Defense Department is a Republican issue. How the hell that happened, I have no idea. should be an American issue. But if you want to fund the government, Paul Ryan has said that we have to digest $63 billion worth of domestic spending. And we kept on doing this and staring each other down and waiting for the other one to blink. And we finally said, let's do a two-year deal. And in that $63 billion, let's get the Trump agenda out there. And that's a lot of infrastructure, cancer research, the VA hospitals. So it's spending that the three of us would never do because we're already in the red, we're already in overdraft. But if you look at it from the leadership position, they kept doing the right thing by not dealing with each other, getting equally everyone saying Washington doesn't work. To get it to work, they had to digest this domestic spending. I don't know what other options he would have had. I mean, what do? You just keep shutting down the government and waiting for Chuck Schumer to give in when he doesn't give in? I don't understand what's supposed to happen. Yeah, I don't know what the alternative is.
I mean,
is.
If you look at the first year of the Trump presidency, conservatives have been pretty happy. They kind of viewed him as governing as a conservative. And some of the things that conservatives were nervous on, trade policy, things like that, haven't yet come to fruition. So they were happy, especially with the tax bill. The other part of the conservative orthodoxy that has long been discussed, the reason Paul Ryan's even Speaker of the House, is the kind of that fiscal restraint component. And you don't often hear the president speak too much about that.
Right.
And I think as you're looking, because as you see Rand Paul last night, I think you had some conservatives who are like, well, at least one guy's up there saying, you know, being intellectually honest about Republicans. The whole reason we had a Budget Control Act was like, we need to get this under control. We need to, like, figure out, we need to cut spending, and then we actually have to prioritize things and figure out what's of value. The Defense Department, clearly of value for the very reasons you expressed. But everything else, let's start figuring out like how we cut back some of those areas. And I'd like to see the president at some point here in this year start expressing some concern about that.
Right, because evidently it's 22% of the total budget is discretionary, and the rest is automatic withdrawals from our checking account. So everything else goes out the window. All we're looking at is this small piece of the pie, which is getting smaller, and that's our debate. We're not debating about Social Security. We're not talking about welfare. We're not talking about Medicare. So who is going to have the courage to go into the entitlements and say, let's redo this without he does not like poor people. They do not like minorities. And that's how everything is.
But aren't there other things besides, quote-unquote, entitlement spending? We hear all the time about these. We always get a list of projects like making shrimp run on a treadmill to the tune of $2 million to find out
fraud
what effect
abuse
it has on them. Right. But there are things that I think we could look at and say, this is not, we don't have the money for this. We don't have the money for this. And just get rid of those programs. I realize $2 million isn't a lot, but it's something. At least shows fiscal responsibility.
I think you're right. I mean, no one says, it's like saying, I'm against crime. No kidding. Well, how are you going to fight it? What's your view of crime? Now, the shrimp thing is, it's a cartoon almost. It's
right.
You know, we always see it. But if you look at the big picture, it is the entitlement spending. The fact is, we can't even
yes.
agree that human beings are living longer. If we can't agree with that, how are we supposed to reform Social Security? They say that's the easiest entitlement, the least sacrificial entitlement out there. But guess what? As soon as one party says we're going to look Social Security, hey, seniors, they don't like you. They don't like old people. You don't have the senior vote. You don't win a single election. So therefore, we move on.
Yeah,
so we need a crisis.
I want to ask you, because it's not often we have Brian Kilmeade hanging out with us. I want to ask you just about your role on Fox and Friends and how consequential your show has become. I mean, because a lot of people point to the fact that the president watches it.
Yeah.
It gets it and feeds off of it. A lot of the kind of the topic selection you guys riff on, certainly your guests and the way
right.
that they influence him. What do you make of all that and the responsibility that's kind of put on your shoulders, too?
Well, I mean, we haven't changed the show one iota. I mean, it's the same way we started with Bill Clinton, then we went to President Bush for 8 years, then President Obama for 8 years. And the only thing that's been consistent, and we're very thankful of it, is our ratings have grown.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and I've been thinking a lot about this because I get this question a lot.
Yeah.
And the only reason why the president likes our show, as much as we'd like to say it's because we're such great people, is because we represent the people that put him in office. And we didn't do that to get him elected. We got successful because New York and Los Angeles ignored us and Chicago. But the people that have been ignored were getting attention. The so-called flyover country. If you go to Wisconsin, if you go to Jacksonville, if you go to anywhere in Texas, you go to Georgia, all those people are being ignored. So the Kardashians of the world were really not being embraced by that part of the country, and our show represents that. He looks at our show and says, wait a second, I did that show for 8 years, and I got some street cred in the political world. I'm going to keep doing it. And I think it's our audience that he likes. It's not necessarily us that he likes. Because we do what our audience likes, and this president does what our audience likes.
Well, I've heard a theory that the president has a great affinity for television producers because he believes that they know sort of how the audience responds and what they care about.
Minute by minute.
That's
right. We get the minute by minute. I'm sure you guys, you could get the minute by minute, too.
Yeah, and so he like keys off of a place like Fox and Friends because he thinks your producers have a sense, as you're to your point, of what his voters care about. So this is kind of an opportunity for him to use that as a proxy.
Right, and if you look at our, I've never seen one thing that's pretty clear. If I'm off like a day like this when I didn't do Fox and Friends, but I am going to be doing my radio show, I'll flip around. And every time I flip around, I'm stunned about how different these shows are and how different people view the same events. And what they choose not to cover is key. It's not fake news. That's a bad headline. It's ignoring news that belongs as your lead. That's the stunning thing. The Peter Strzok text messages should have led every show. I did not see it on the CNN morning show because we have monitors, and I didn't see it on MSNBC.
All right, more with Brian Kilmeade coming up, and sometime maybe we'll tell him the reason we have him here is that maybe the president will listen to us. 7:15 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we'll get you through this rush hour for sure and getting better through Brandywine. Still have a little bit of a distraction here with the earlier crash, northbound 5. North of Brandywine Road has come up to Moores Road, so that's the focal point of those delays there. Once you get up onto the Beltway and heading to the Wilson Bridge, stop and go near 210, so a little bit lighter than normal. Now, inside the Beltway on Route 5, Branch Avenue, do watch for the crash. It's going to be before you get to Iverson Street, so on northbound 5 through that stretch past St. Barnabas Road. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're okay through Laurel, just the volume delays, 198 to 197 keeps you below speed, so that's the slowest stretch outside the Beltway. Then right as you head out of Greenbelt, jam to the crash inside the Beltway through East Riverdale. Once you get past 410, that's the scene of the crash. 270 south, still heavy through Urbana and Hyattstown, had the earlier crash. South of 109 and Virginia Beltway interloop at 236, that accident out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of clouds and sun. Early cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 39. For Saturday, partly cloudy, early increasing clouds, showers developing later in the day. Chance of rain, 60%, a high of 51. And then Sunday, cloudy periods of rain, highs in the low 60s, currently in our nation's capital. 28 degrees at 7:17 on WMAL. We are here with Brian Kilmeade, host of Fox and Friends, and the author of a new book out, Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans. Brian, this is another book in a series of books that you have out. I've read some of them, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates. That was Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates. Tell us about Andrew Jackson. Why Andrew Jackson?
Well, no, I mean, the bigger question is, Mary, why do you always wait for me to give you the book? Why would you ever buy a book? You're always, that is the story. You're like, okay, when Kilmeade shows up, I'll get it.
Why do you think you're here?
That's right. I delivered the book. Allison came with that. Basically, I try to focus on, I love American history personally, and I don't think I could do the definitive biography on any of these presidents, and I think they've been so well done over the last 200 plus years. I thought, what could I bring new to it? And the answer was, I think I could bring out portions of their lives and their careers that need more focus. So when George Washington had a spy ring, I thought, I can't do Washington, but I could do a spy ring that was top secret till 1930. Thomas Jefferson took on the Islamic terrorists? Really? Why don't we talk about that? I can't talk about the Louisiana Purchase or his entire life, Declaration of Independence, first, third president, vice president, secretary of state. That's been done. But I want to focus on a war that he didn't focus on, and yet we're fighting today, and how he was different from John Adams. And the next one I thought was logical was the War of 1812, totally underappreciated. If you ever go to the White House, they'll bring you around where the bowling alley is. They'll show you the burn marks that are still there from the War of 1812. They burned the White House to the ground. And that intrigued me beyond anything. And to think our country was flat on its back, the White House burned to the ground, our 5'4" sickly president was sitting on his horse by himself watching Washington burn. And who brought us off the deck? It was Andrew Jackson. Where did he come from? A 14-year-old orphan who already fought as a volunteer as a teenager in the Revolutionary War was determined to get the British back. And how would he do it? The definitive battle in the Battle of New Orleans. And how did he win? That's what we tried to uncover, because he defeated the army that defeated Napoleon in 45 minutes. And when I found out that at war colleges they teach his method, I just said, I got to explore this.
You know, one of the ways that I kind of found out about the book was I read a review of it in Politico. And we were talking about media bias before. Yeah. And I think you actually tweeted out the review and thanked Politico for the review. But in it, it's they actually assigned an historian, a Jackson historian, to read your book. And I can know how this conversation went down. They're at Politico. They're like, oh, Brian Kilmeade, the Fox guy, wrote a book about Andrew Jackson. Let's get him. So they hire this historian. They have him write a review of the book. The review is glowing.
It's weird, though.
The review is like, this is great history, actually. And the headline, listen to this headline and tell me what you think they're trying to say here. This Fox and Friends host wrote a pretty good biography of Andrew Jackson. Donald Trump endorsed Brian Kilmeade's book on the Battle of New Orleans. Here's what he'd learn if he actually read it. Okay, so they're attacking you. They're attacking Trump. They're patronizing you.
Right.
But then they end up writing, this is a great book.
And I'm so dumb, I actually tweeted out in support of the review. So how dumb am I? My thing is that that's usually... there's great things to be at Fox. It's 99.9 great. The 1.1% that's bad is everything you do is stupid. If you Google my name, 95% of it is negative.
Right. And I think we see SNL characters before we get to your actual picture.
Right. Was Sunday, which, by the way, was humorless, but we were the cold open on Sunday.
Yeah, as usual.
I have to say I did watch it. I looked it up and I watched it. I punched out halfway through. I'm like, this isn't funny. But that's not new. It's SNL, which is why I don't watch SNL live,
right?
Because it's not funny.
But Mary, here's the good news. Bobby Moynihan went on to a failed sitcom, so no longer do I have an obese man playing me. So at least I'm fit. I'm still stupid, but at least I'm fitter as I'm being portrayed.
Yeah, we all don't get 100%
good.
Everywhere. You get
right,
a little bit of
thank
everything.
Thank you.
So there you go.
But I like to think I do better on the pinch test than Bobby Moynihan.
The pinch test.
Because it's a goal.
For density, that's right. So you mentioned sort of like flipping around as you see these other shows and, you know, CNN and wherever else. And I always am struck by this trend. I mentioned, you know, Politico. This trend of reporters telling other reporters what they're supposed to be covering. So this happens all the time with Fox. You mentioned the way Fox is treated. Fox will choose to cover something. Your show will choose to cover something. Fox Primetime will choose to cover various issues. And by the way, we know that each of the hosts have dominion over their programs and what they get to decide they cover. Then they're told by, like, every other stupid journalist on Twitter, hey, your A block is supposed to be this, your B block is supposed to be this, and yet they never listen to us on this crap. you mentioned the struck page text. Nobody's covering them in any way, in a fair way. It's all about, like, Trump is dumb, this is a distraction.
Right. By the way, your rundown is our rundown. I'm looking at your rundown on the Erasable Board. You're talking about Rob Porter, you're talking about the shutdown, and you're talking about the latest on Russia, which is extremely intriguing, especially with Senator Warner deciding to reach out to somebody who knows Christopher Steele on the side. But the Peter Strzok text messages, you don't need much of a leap. It's really not hard. This is a guy running almost a part of the zealot of this investigation. He's in on the Hillary Clinton investigation. He's in on the counterterror. They find the text. They find the emails on Anthony Weir's laptop. He's in on that. Then he has a plan hatched in July. They leave it out there for you. So for you not to lead with that, I think is befuddling. It wouldn't have been the case with Bush. It wouldn't have been the case with Obama. I think they were fairer with President Obama, who never did anything wrong for 8 years, than they are with President Trump.
I mean, they're incurious. And not only are they incurious, but they're the palace guard. They're rushing to defend the government when it would never have happened that way before. So defend the behavior of the government. This after Hillary Clinton literally just celebrating with Lanny Davis this week, the notion that James Comey was corrupt and gave up the entire election to Donald Trump. Well, how do you have it both ways exactly? I thought Comey was leading the resistance, and now you're saying that he gave the election to Trump?
I heard you talking about his bio that's coming out. I mean, what could he possibly... I could tell you exactly what's going to start. It's going to start with him being fired in Los Angeles, and they're going to flash back when he was born a 6-foot-5-inch baby. And he grew up and conquering all the odds and always doing the right thing and saving kids from drowning certain deaths and doing fantastic things. And then he gets together and he realizes to save the world, he has to report Donald Trump. How odd is it that he had all these private meetings with President Obama and President Bush, but he only could take notes he knew right away he's only got the job for a month. Every time I meet with President Trump, I got to take copious notes. How does that play in with Peter Strzok? A lot. What do they think about Donald Trump? They think very little, but they think he's dangerous.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And you, too, can get your copy of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny, tonight at the Barnes & Noble on Exchange Street in Ashburn, starting at 5 o'clock.
Guess what?
What?
They're serving drinks. Evidently, this Barnes & Noble has a liquor license. And they're actually, this is going to be a big test. Take that, Books-A-Million.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big test. They will actually serve drinks and give a party atmosphere at
that's
Barnes
right.
& Noble. And that's what attracted me
this
there.
This is like a college party. How do we get people here? Set up a keg.
How do we get the morning show guys at WMAL here? Serve liquor.
Serve liquor. Booze.
So in other words, they have to serve liquor in order to get people to come to your book signing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not shy about it.
Well, go to the book signing tonight at Barnes & Noble in Ashburn, starting at 5. And, hey, have a drink. Brian's buying.
Yes.
7:25. Thank you, Brian. 7:25 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5's Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sounds good. Thank you. Let's go Virginia. 395. Latest crash is going to be right now as you head through Shirlington. So if you're coming in from, say, Duke and King Street, that's why you're sitting in that stop and go after Glebe Road. But before we get to the exit for the Pentagon, stay to the left to get by. It's just one right lane block. We do have fire and rescue at the scene, though. Beyond, across the 14th Street Bridge, it's been pretty decent for everyone on the southeast-southwest freeway so far this morning. Virginia, our other problem had been the crash on the Beltway in Annandale Interloop after as you 236, which come up toward Gallows Road, I should say, and that is confined to the right shoulder. 66 bunched up Manassas to the exit for 29 Centerville. Had three cars involved in this one over to the left shoulder, but a flatbed tow truck is there, so some good news. All right, here we go around the Beltway, Maryland. It cleared out the delay that we had at the Wilson Bridge, love Friday mornings, but we are still jammed out of Greenbelt to the crash inside the Beltway. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's going to be southbound south of 410 Riverdale Road. Update sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Well, learn how to get it published, potentially sold online in a bookstore. It's called Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit at 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather now on the move, along with clouds as they continue to roll on in as we head through this morning, becoming mostly cloudy, if not already, up to 47. Upper 30s tonight, rain coming in for tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 28 degrees. It's 7:27 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I want to tell you about Direct Jewelry Outlet. Now, Direct Jewelry Outlet is really different because when you walk into Direct Jewelry Outlet, there's no marble floor, there's no chandelier. You walk in and you go, wait a minute, this is a jewelry store? You want to know why? They don't believe that you should be upcharged on your purchase in order to make their store look like this phenomenally rich showroom. They put the money into the product. That's what you're paying for, the product. When you walk in, all of the tags are face up. You can see the price of everything. So you don't have that embarrassing moment where you call the salesperson over and you're like, oh, I want to see this piece. And they give you the price and you have to slink away because it's too expensive. There's none of that. Their people don't work on commission. So this is all about you. There's no high-pressure sales tactics, and you are paying just for the jewelry, not overhead. For 5 years in a row, Direct Jewelry Outlet has been given Angie's List. Super Service Award, easy for me to say, Super Service Award from Angie's List. This is a great place. Check it out. You're going to find a gem, literally. It's Direct Jewelry Outlet, the perfect place to find the perfect Valentine's Day gift. For hours and location, visit DJO.com.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by our correspondent in South Korea, Steve Kostenbaum, with an update on the Olympics. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. President Trump will be signing a spending bill shortly that will officially end the brief government shutdown that started at midnight. This after the Senate, then the House, approved that spending bill in the overnight and early morning hours.
There was high drama that we watched on both the House and the Senate side. The House Democrats slow walking their support, making their Republican colleagues sweat. On the Senate side, you had a lone Republican senator who essentially ran out the clock to make a point about hypocrisy.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. Also happening right now, the opening ceremony of the 2018 Olympics is getting underway in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
A native of Remsen, New York, who now lives near the former Olympic site in Lake Placid, was chosen by the more than 240 members of Team USA to lead them with the flag. Veteran luger Erin Hamlin said the honor made her more nervous than racing down the track at close to 90 miles per hour.
You know, there are so many people that are deserving of this, that to be selected is pretty amazing.
Hamlin won a bronze in Sochi in 2014. In 2009, she became the first American woman to win a world championship in luge. Steve Kastenbaum at the 2018 Olympics in Pyeongchang.
And Steve Kastenbaum will join us live here on Mornings on the Mall right after this news. A Democratic state delegate from Tacoma Park is leading another push in Annapolis to make the recreational marijuana use legal in Maryland. Delegate David Moon has submitted a bill to set up a statewide referendum to let voters decide. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,860. The NASDAQ at 67,77. Sports sponsored by your local Nissan dealers. The Wizards lose in overtime to the Celtics. College basketball, Howard loses. The Maryland women win. Hockey, the Caps host Columbus tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan now.
Bray and Scarf is rocking the appliance world because our President's Day sale is happening at the same time as the Maryland tax-free holiday. That makes our biggest sale of the year even bigger. You won't believe the aggressive offers we've put together, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24-cubic-foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99. And pay no Maryland sales tax during the tax-free holiday. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top-load washer with a huge 5.3-cubic-foot capacity, just $6.29. Also tax-free during the holiday. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time, and Bray and Scarf is the place. Visit Bray and Scarf today or go to brayandscarf.com.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true?
Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit.
So you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we have a crash on 395 northbound trying to get up toward the 14th Street Bridge. Right in Shirlington, still have the right lane blocked just after Glebe Road before you get to the exit for the Pentagon. Now, they are making progress. Fire truck rescue, they've left most activity on the shoulder, but please still have that right lane blocked for everyone's safety. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, jam coming out of Greenbelt heading in toward Riverdale. The accident is inside the Beltway. Park police tell me now there were two accidents now in that area that they're dealing with south of 410. So that's why you have delays again. Get ready if you're heading past NASA Goddard 193 to go inside the Beltway for those delays. Off of 95, merging Maryland 95 onto the outer loop. Very slowly had a car. Looks like a single vehicle crash spun out into the Jersey guardrail. Not the right shoulder anymore. Fire trucks there, and they just are pulling up to the scene. We have the right lane blocked, outer loop, as you approach New Hampshire Avenue, so watch merging off of I-95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather are now on the move, along with clouds as they continue to roll on in as we head through this morning, becoming mostly cloudy, if not already up to 47. Upper 30s tonight, rain coming in for tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Herndon, 23 in Frederick, 28 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
Happy Friday morning. Joining us at 805 Harlan Hill, and he's claiming that Muriel Bowser is attacking him. We'll find out what it's all about. And at 835, it's Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Happy to be bringing in Steve Kaustenbaum, our correspondent in South Korea this morning. Steve, good morning. A lot of activity there as these opening ceremonies got kicked off 6 a.m. Eastern. Are they ongoing?
Yeah, they're going on right now. You might be able to hear behind me some of the sound from the opening ceremony. The IOC president, Thomas Bach, is addressing the 44,000 spectators and athletes who are inside the stadium right now. We saw the Parade of Nations, and that was completed a little while ago. Almost 3,000 athletes from 92 nations here for these games. The U.S. delegation, the largest team here, 244 athletes in all. Aaron Hamlin is the lucky athlete who is chosen by her peers to carry the Stars and Stripes and lead the team. She is the first American to ever win Olympics medals in singles luge, and she's the first U.S. woman to win a world championship in luge, and they gave her this honor. It is her fourth appearance at a Winter Olympics.
I know the North Koreans and the South Koreans marched in together at this point already. What was the reaction like as the unified Korean team marched into the opening ceremonies?
It was a favorable one, and it was really interesting to see because they walked in wearing long white parkas that said Korea on them, and they're sitting behind Thomas Bach right now, who's at the podium addressing the crowd, and they held flags that showed the outline of the Korean Peninsula, essentially, neither the flag of South or North Korea, and instead marched under this one unified Korean flag. In the stadium here, it's been received well, but across South Korea, there's been a mixture of opinions. opinion about this. Some people feel it is a positive sign and may help to ease tensions here in Korea. But others are not happy with the president of South Korea making what they say are concessions to the North to do this at a time when they feel there should be no leniency shown towards the North because of what's been going on with their missile program in recent months.
I just want to quickly go back to the carrying of the flag by Erin Hamlin, because from what I understand, she and Shani Davis tied for that honor, and there was a coin toss, and he was apparently not happy about losing to her in the coin toss and tweeted out, "I am an American, and when I won the 1,000 meter in 2010, I became the first American to two-peat in that event. Team USA dishonorably tossed a coin to decide its 2018 flag bearer. No problem. I can wait to 2022. Hashtag Black History Month 2018. Hashtag Pyeongchang 2018. Has everyone kissed and made up over this? Did he march in the opening ceremonies?
I'm not sure. I wasn't able to see whether he was there. I read about this, but I was not able to speak with any of the USA athletes before the opening ceremony about it. So I don't know what, if any, resolution had been reached.
Okay. I was just curious because, you know, he hashtagging Black History Month makes it sound like it's a racial thing because she's white and he
yep.
is black. So it makes it sound. And I thought that's just a sad thing to do to start the Olympics off that way.
What was Steve, the theatrics of the opening ceremony? Because oftentimes, you know, these opening ceremonies are extravagant events as these host countries try and impress the rest of the world with what they're capable of. What did we see there?
Yeah, and ever since the Olympics in China, you know, some nations that held the games tried to meet the expectations that were set by that incredible production that they had in China, and it really is driven the bar up so high that the International Olympic Committee has said, tone it down, countries, tone it down, host nations, don't spend so much money on the opening ceremony like that. We don't want you to go bankrupt putting together an Olympics games. So the production that we saw here was very tasteful. It was beautiful. It was intricate. It was technologically impressive, but definitely, you know, dialed back a couple of notches from what we saw in China. With that said, it centered on the theme of peace and of Korea being a land of peace. The first half of the opening ceremony followed these children through a journey through the history and the natural beauty of Korea and its mythology. And then after the Parade of Nations, in the second half of the program, the performance portrayed South Korea as this new modern, forward-facing nation, and it showed it as a place of technology and of invention. It was a very impressive opening ceremony, I thought. It was really wonderful to watch.
Where is the Vice President of the United States during all of this? I saw that he was waving at the American contingent as they walked by.
Yeah, he's inside the stadium. I'm not sure exactly where he is seated right now. I haven't been able to see that from my vantage point, so I can't give you a definitive answer right now.
Yeah, curious, of course, about the politics of all of this, because you have representatives from North Korea there, the White House being a little bit, you know, saying that there's no plans for a meeting yesterday during the briefing, but curious if an incidental one might take place with the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is Kim Jong-un's sister is here, the first ever family member from the ruling regime in North Korea is seated here in the arena behind the president of South Korea. So a really interesting juxtaposition here with Vice President Pence also inside the arena.
30 seconds here. We have Russia competing under the Olympic Athlete of Russia banner because a last-minute appeal was rejected of those sanctions, correct?
That's right. You have over 150 Russian athletes who were invited to participate here, and they are doing so with the letters OAR on their uniforms. If any of them win a medal, they will not hear the Russian national anthem and instead will hear the International Olympics theme song.
Yes.
Instead.
Steve Kastenbaum in South Korea this morning covering it for us. Appreciate that, Steve. We'll check back in with you as the Olympics move along.
Thank you.
7:44 here on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center. This weekend, 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
Let's talk about Valentine's Day. You know, it is right around the corner. I want you to think of someone that you love, that you would like to show that person that you love, and you want to make an impression on, a really big impression. I want you to think ProFlowers. Go to ProFlowers.com and just look at their webpage and see what they have. You can choose the classic red roses. It's a gorgeous bouquet, but they also have other flowers. It doesn't have to be roses. Doesn't have to be red roses. They have tulips. They have plants from which you can choose. You can send someone a plant just to let them know that you love them. Everything from ProFlowers is guaranteed to be delivered fresh, and it stays fresh for 7 days. All you do, pick a delivery date, guaranteed. And right now, I'm going to tell you how you can save 20% off, 20% on any purchase of $29 or more. But you hurry and order today, because Valentine's Day is next week. Now, to get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more, go to ProFlowers.com today. Use my code Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, in the special codes box at checkout. Yeah, 20% right off. That's ProFlowers.com, and enter that code Walter to get your 20% off. 7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway, you have two obstacles here out of College Park toward 270. First, as you merge off of 95 with a slow merge, just as you approach New Hampshire Avenue, everything again confined to the shoulder. Have the car that spun out into the guardrail. You get a little break, and then you'll hit the slowdowns again as you approach University Boulevard off and onto the crash now after George Avenue. And I'm watching response head there right now along the right side. So be very careful. Again, outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenues. That's where we're busy, not busy, at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Wide open there. Good across the American Legion Bridge without any delays either. Now, we've been struggling here on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but it looks like lanes have finally been reopened southbound. This will be inside the Beltway near 410. We had two separate accidents, giving us delays still out of the Greenbelt area and making our travels Virginia 395. Boy, you're thinking, it's Friday. What's going on? Crash in the Shirlington area, the culprit of the delays. 395 north after you pass Glebe Road. They were trying to get everything confined to the right shoulder, so be very careful. That it is on the right shoulder now. They just put everything out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather now on the move, along with clouds as they continue to roll on in as we head through this morning, becoming mostly cloudy, if not already, up to 47. Upper 30s tonight, rain coming in for tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 29 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 and get a free adjustable base upgrade. Visit sleephappens.com.
All right, here's a story you may have missed. So while the House has been busy trying to reopen the government today, one thing they actually dealt with this week was trying to knock back Obamacare's calorie count rules. I don't know if you knew about this. I didn't know about this. This is the way the Affordable Care Act treated food establishments. At this point, they have until May 7th under Obamacare to comply with requirements that say that they have to add calorie information labels to all of the food items they serve, and includes all of the variations of how you would order a slice of pizza, all these types of things. So there's like, it's very, yeah, it's there's conservatives are saying this is arduous. This is just too much. And now conservatives have passed, the House has passed legislation that would amend that process, how those restaurants and food businesses are supposed to provide that information. Instead of listing that total calorie count on the menu item when it's offered, like, you know, so they would be able to provide the calories per serving in that multi-serving menu item. So that's like if you get an appetizer that, you know, you want to, everyone gets to pick from, they would include calorie count per serving instead of having to break it all down. It's basically what they're doing is simplifying the ability for restaurants to actually include calorie information instead of having it be an intense caloric assessment.
But here's the thing, the idea that we legislate that restaurants even have to put this on their menus is ridiculous. Once again, it's the government saying, well, you're not responsible enough to be able to choose the right food, to make a healthy choice. You need this information, because that's why people are obese. It's because they just don't have the information. No. They're obese because they make the wrong food choices, period. They're not the people who are going to walk into a pizzeria and say, oh, you know, that has too many calories, I'll just have the salad. No, they're still going to have the pizza, and they're still going to eat as much of it as they did before. It's a food addiction. It's not a lack of knowledge. However, I will say,
yeah,
I do alter my food choices when the calories are
yes,
on the menu.
No, and
but
you know
that's
what?
Because I eat healthy. I try to be responsible.
But I would like restaurants to be able to do this voluntarily.
Exactly.
And by the way,
yes,
think about how many fast food restaurants are losing business to health-conscious customers. There's an appetite for this, to actually see those listings. Let's just not force businesses to have to go crazy.
I agree. 750 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Join Caring for Others and the Roselle Center for Healing for Have a Heart 2018. This food drive supports food for others. Through February 17th, make a $50 donation to Caring for Others, and in exchange, the Roselle Center for Healing will offer you a choice of a new patient chiropractic or acupuncture evaluation valued at $225. To learn more and to donate, visit cfocharity.org. That's cfocharity.org or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Circadian Clock, Understanding How the Body Cycles, on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
That sound means it's 7:53 and it's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Landon.
Hey there, Mary. Happy Friday. Yes, something we all want to know after this wild week with the markets. Well, Dow futures are now indicated to open slightly down this morning. That's bounced around. They're down about 10 points. Earlier, they were up about 200 points. The Dow has dropped below 24,000 for the first time since November. The Dow and S&P 500 are now both down 10% from their record highs, so they're officially in correction territory, and the Dow is on pace for its worst week since the middle of the financial meltdown in 2008. Meanwhile, a government spending plan is heading to President Trump's desk after a shutdown overnight and early morning votes in Congress. Airlines are bumping fewer passengers. The rate is down to its lowest on record, and this comes about a year after United Airlines was highly criticized for dragging a passenger with a paid seat off a plane. Apple is out with its HomePod smart speaker today. It's $350. More than rivals the Amazon Echo and Google Home. The opening ceremony is tonight from the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently.
That's why we created Freeturide, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. We're getting busy around the area, so hang in there. 395, the culprit for your delays almost back to the Beltway, Edsel Road to Shirlington. The crash, which is now over to the shoulder before you get to the exit for the Pentagon. So glad that I can let you know at least that you can now get through. 66 East, 29 Centerville, that crash had been on the shoulder, and on 28 northbound, trying to get past Yorkshire Lane and heading up toward the Beltway near 29. That's where we had the scene of the crash. So northbound 28 had the extra volume. Maryland Beltway, what's going on? Well, nothing at the Wilson Bridge. Wide open through Largo and New Carrollton. It's the top side, outer loop New Hampshire Avenue. Car spun out into the guardrail, right shoulder, get a little gap, and then the second crash reported outer loop after Georgia Avenue. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run more clouds in as we go through this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures up. Didn't get out of the upper 30s yesterday. Today, into the upper 40s. Tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain in the afternoon, low 50s. And a chance of rain Sunday with highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination. And pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk about Facebook's COO, Sheryl Sandberg. She had something to say about the Pence rule, you know, how you don't have a drink or have dinner with if there's not another person present, if you're having it with a woman. Mm-hmm. She says this should apply to men, too.
Yeah. How about multiple women?
Yeah, why not?
I love women.
Should apply to them as well.
also, Harlan Hill. Harlan Hill's coming up. He's having a battle with the mayor of D.C. She says he's treasonous, that Democrat.
It's 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Linton Hall Realtors. The House early this morning passed the spending bill already approved overnight by the Senate that will end the shutdown. But the House vote was not without a lot of tension and drama.
What happened when they started the vote is Republican votes started pouring in. Democrats, almost all of them, sat in their seats, did not vote, and stared at the voting screen. What they were doing is essentially daring Republicans, seeing how many votes Republicans could actually put up, how many yes votes they could put up. That standoff occurred for more than 10 or 11 minutes with both sides either staring at one another or staring at the vote screen that shows how every single member has voted. At that point, members started giving the signal that it was time for the votes to come in.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The bill now goes to the president, whose signature today will officially end the brief overnight shutdown. Also happening right now, the opening ceremony of the 2018 Olympics underway in South Korea. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum is in Pyeongchang.
The production that we saw here was very tasteful. It was beautiful. It was intricate. It was technologically impressive, but definitely dialed back a couple of notches from what we saw in China. With that said, it centered on the theme of peace and of Korea being a land of peace. It was a very impressive opening ceremony, I thought. It was really wonderful to watch.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum speaking here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall just a few minutes ago. A Virginia Senate committee has passed legislation that will raise $154 million a year from Metro. But first, the panel stripped out of that bill a statewide sales tax on ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft that would have helped generate that money. Well, nobody is running for one of the four open seats in the Montgomery County School Board, and three other seats have unopposed candidates. And this has the Parents Coalition of Montgomery County concerned.
Parents Coalition member Janice Sartucci believes one reason nobody's interested in running for the county's Board of Education is because of repeated incidents of sexual abuse in schools.
Montgomery County is getting a reputation for not protecting children, which is subjecting them to lawsuits. So I don't think a lot of people want to take on that responsibility of stepping in.
Board President Michael Durso says it's not that people aren't interested, they just don't have time.
Probably a lot of people don't have that kind of flexibility where they can be out and about, you know, during the workday.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin's hoping to put a roadblock in the way of President Trump's military parade. Cardin has introduced legislation that would prohibit federal funds being used for the kind of parade the president has asked the Pentagon to explore. In Richmond, a Virginia House subcommittee has killed bills aimed at protecting gay and transgender people from discrimination in housing and employment. On a straight party line vote, subcommittee members rejected four bills. Some of those bills had already cleared the Republican-controlled Senate. And hundreds of customers of Baltimore's water system have been getting water bills totaling over $50,000. The Department of Public Works admits the bills are in error, and they're now reaching out to the affected customers. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,860. The NASDAQ at 67.77. Sports, the Wizards lose to Boston in overtime. College basketball, Howard loses. The Maryland women beat Michigan State. Hockey, the Caps host the Blue Jackets tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
Okay, let's play that game.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Details at WMAL.com.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate. And now your host, Frank Prindle.
I've been proudly representing home buyers and sellers in the D.C. metro area for nearly 25 years. I've seen real estate trends come and go, but one thing that will always remain is the most important trait to consider when choosing an agent to represent you is trust. Your home is your most valuable asset. Your agent should understand this and treat you as a partner. You should never have to ask the question, is my agent doing all they can do to sell my home? If you have trust, then you already know the answer is yes. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and my guarantee is this. I will represent you and your home with honor and integrity, and if I can't sell your home, then I'll buy it.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Don't replace the carpet.